弟兄姐妹早上好。
Greetings, brothers, sisters.
我们像诗歌所唱的，我们先来读一些神的话，因为这是我们的能力。
And just like the hymn says, let us read the portion of the scripture, for the word of God is our power.
好，第一处的章节是在约翰福音的第十五章第五到第八节。
First is in John 15, 5 to 8.
这是我们今天主要的章节。
And this is the main portion of the scripture.
我想我们大家一起来读好不好？
Can we read it together?
用我们各自的语言。
And just use our mother tongue.
我是葡萄树，
I am the vine.
你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。好，下面还有几处的章节。
And we have a few more scripture.
下面一处是在诗篇第八十篇的第八到第十一节。
Psalm 80, verse 8 to 10. Sorry, 8 to 11.
你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。你在这树根前预备了地方，它就深深扎根，爬满了地。它的影子遮满了山，枝子好像佳美的香柏树。它发出枝子，长到大海，发出蔓子，延到大河。下面一处在以西结书的第十五章第二和第六节。
And the next one will be Ezekiel 15, verse 2 and 6.
好，第二节。人子啊，葡萄树比别样树有什么强处？葡萄枝比种树枝有什么好处？所以主耶和华如此说：种树以内的葡萄树，我怎样使它在火中当柴，也必照样待耶路撒冷的居民。好，再下面一处是在哥林多前书的第一章第二十六到三十一节。
And the next one is 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 31.
弟兄们呢、啊、
For you see,
可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。其实下面还有，使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。当指着主夸口。好，今天章节是比较多。
Sorry, we have few more scriptures.
还有两处章节。
And there are two more.
约翰一书的第二章第二十七到二十八节。
First John 2:27-28.
这都是我们很熟悉的章节。
And these should be very familiar to everyone.
所以你已经很熟悉，那你读的时候就让它成为我们里面的一个更新。
So since they are familiar to us, may they become the renewal in our hearts.
那也希望你第一次看到这样的章节的时候，神可以在我们的心里面摆下那个话语。
Or maybe this is the first time, then may these become the seed sown in your heart.
好。你们从主所受的恩膏长存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面， 小子们呐、
啊、little children,
你们要住在主里面
when he appears,
这样他若显现
and not be ashamed
我们就可以坦然无惧当他来的时候在他面前也不至于羞愧好感谢主最后一处章节是在马太福音第26章的27到30节
and last portion is in Matthew chapter 26 27 through 30
又拿起杯来祝谢了递给他们说你们都喝这个这是我立约的血为多人流出来是罪得赦但我告诉你们从今以后我不喝这
个葡萄酒直到那天当我喝它新的在我父的
国
度同你们喝
新的那日子他们唱了诗就出来往橄榄山去那我想再读最后的这句话他们唱了诗就出来往橄榄山去一起来再读一
and when they had sung a hymn they went out to the Mount of Olives
他们唱了诗就出来往橄榄山去好那我们有一个祷告
let us pray
主啊我们感谢你、哎、感谢你
Lord we thank you
因为你是我们的主
Because you are our Lord.
我们要承认
We have to confess.
离了你我们不能做什么
Apart from you, we can do nothing.
离了你我们没有话语
Outside of you, we have no words.
离了你我们没有能力
Apart from you, we have no strength.
离了你我们没有智慧
Apart from you, we have no wisdom.
也没有公义也没有救赎
No righteousness, no sanctification.
主啊但是你使用我们
But Lord, we thank you.For you are using us.
不管是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都愿意你在我们中间来做。
Whether it be the speaker, the translator, or the one who hears, you are working among us.
直到你自己心满意足。
Until to your satisfaction.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们要结果子。
Brother, sister, we have to bear fruit.
因为结果子是一个成熟生命的自然表现。
To bear fruit is the natural progression of a maturing life.
这也是神的心意。
And this is also God's heart desire.
他要得着很多成熟的生命。
God desires to gain many mature life.
如果有成熟的生命的话
，If our lives are mature,
那唯独耶和华被尊崇就可以被达成。
Then the Lord alone shall be exalted, will be the reality.
父可以因此得荣耀。刚才我们读的章节讲到了。
And therefore, Father will receive the glory, and that's in the verse that we read.
而且如果有成熟的生命的话
，and if we have such a maturing life,
我们就是主的门徒。
Then we are His disciple.
所以前两周的信息都包括在刚才这几句话里了。
And the message from the previous 2 weeks, they are concluded in these.Scriptures.
所以今天呢，我跟大家分享，是我自己感觉像一把钥匙一样。
So today, I hope my sharing is like a key.
那今天我这个分享的题目是什么呢
？So what's the topic for my sharing?
大家读了这么多章节，应该可以总结了哈。
And I think from the scripture that you read, I think you can come up with a conclusion.
那我的这个分享题目就是葡萄树和结果子。
And my topic is about the vine and bearing fruit.
如果我们没有这个结果子这个目的的话
，If bearing fruit is not our purpose,
迟早我们会恐惧
，Then sooner or later we'll have fear.
而且我们会羞愧
，And we'll be ashamed.
呀，这也是我们刚才所读到的。
And this is also what we read.
那提到结果子，圣经里面的果子有很多。
And to bear fruit, there are many type of fruits in the Bible.
从我们信主就是开始要有行为与这个悔改来相称，这就是果子。
From the time we are saved, we have that repentance to be fitting to the grace that called us.
而且我们要传福音，带人得救，这也是果子。
And we are also to share the gospel to lead people to Christ, and those are also fruits.
那我们不光有外面的果子，还有里面的果子。
And not only we have the outward fruit, but we also have the inward.
那今天我就借着约翰福音第十五章，跟大家一起来学习有一样的果子。
So through John 15, may we learn about this fruit.
就是结葡萄树的果子。
And that is to bear the fruit from the grapevine.
刚才我们读的章节里面，他前面讲到，我是葡萄树，这是主讲的话。
And the John 15 that we read, Jesus said, I am the true vine.
然后又讲到，你们是枝子。
And you are the branches.
他讲到啊，常在我里面的，这人就多结果子。
And it says, he who abides in me will bear much fruit.
所以今天我的分享就开始，我们来看看，就是葡萄树和它的果子。
So I want to draw your attention to the grapevine and its fruit.
我们来看主自己。
And let us look at the Lord.
然后看看我们是枝子。
And consider ourselves, we are the branches.
我们怎么成了葡萄树的枝子？
How do we become the branches on this vine?
怎么样成为葡萄树的枝子？
How can we become the branches on this vine?
然后后面我们来看怎么样住在主里面结果子。
And let us also consider how we can abide in him to bear much fruit.
那先我们先来看葡萄树和它的果子。
So let us look at the vine and its fruit.
约翰福音十五章是弟兄姐妹非常熟悉的一个章节。
I think John 15 is very familiar.
里面这个第一句话，这个宣称，以前我并没有太看重。
And this very first sentence is a proclamation. And before, I didn't really realize.
主耶稣在地上有很多的宣称。
Our Lord Jesus, he has many proclamations.
我们想到很多，是不是？
And I think there are many.
我是天上的粮。
I am the bread of life.
我是世人的光。
I am the light of the world.
我是大牧人。
I am the great shepherd.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是葡萄树。
And I am the true vine.
但这句话呢，不知道为什么被我自己就给忽略掉了。
So I don't know why, but this very last one, often I took it lightly.
我想有一个原因是因为葡萄树不太起眼。
I think there's one reason because a grapevine is not very beautiful.
非常的平常，是不是？
It's very common.
如果我们真去看过葡萄这个树的话，
If you have seen the grapevine,
它没有什么加形美容的。
Then you know it's not majestic and it's not beautiful.
那在以西结书刚才我们读到告诉我们呢，如果这个葡萄树它不结果的话。
And in the Ezekiel that we read, if the grapevine does not bear any fruit,
那这个葡萄树比别的树没有什么强处。
Then it's indeed no better than any other woods.
它既不高大也不粗壮。
Because it's not strong and it's not majestic.
没有什么用处。
And it has no function.
这个树的本身真的没有结果子的话，只有一个去处，就是被火焚烧。
And if it doesn't bear fruit, then there's only one reason and one purpose, and that is to become the fuel for the fire.
但这个葡萄树又是一个非常奇妙的树。
But on the other hand, grapevine is wonderful.
它可以有很丰盛的出产。
Because it can bear much abounding fruit.
那这个不能用今天的眼光来看了。
And we cannot view this from today's viewpoint.
要用民数记里面的一段章节来看。
We have to take the point of view from the numbers.
在民数记里面记载啊，当时去迦南的那些探子，他们去来窥探这个美地，迦南美地的时候。
In the book of Numbers, when the spies they went out to spy the land of Canaan.
他们就带回来葡萄，这个当地的出产，用葡萄来做代表。
So they brought back the produce.Of that land, and they brought back grapes.
在那里说啊，他们砍了葡萄树的一枝，上面有一挂葡萄，两个人用杠抬着。
And right there, they tell us that they cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they have to carry it between two people on a pole.
今天我用两个手指就能提起来一挂葡萄。
Today, the grapes we get from the supermarket, we can carry with two fingers.
但是葡萄原来可以有这样一个样子，就是一挂葡萄，一个人都提不动啊，不说提了，要两个人抬才抬得动。
But the true vine is such that the cluster of grape requires two people to carry it.
而且呢， 葡萄它这个果子经过压榨之后可以酿成酒。
And we also know that grape through the wine press, it can become wine.
这个酒就代表了还不是一般的供应，这个酒是带来最满足的供应。
And this wine is the utmost satisfaction and brings joy.
所以葡萄它的果子是带来最深满足的一件事。
So the fruit of the grape really brings that deepest satisfaction.
但这个果子一定要被压榨。
But the grape must be pressed.
神呢曾经拣选以色列来做葡萄树。
God has chosen the Israelites to be this grapevine.
而且他喜爱这树。
And he is delighted in this tree.
在圣经里面说，神称他们是从埃及挪出的一棵葡萄树。
And in the book, and in the Bible, God referred that these are the grapevine that I brought out of Egypt.
虽然以色列并没有多美好。
Even though the Israelites, they are not beautiful.
但是呢，他也不比其他的民强壮。
And they are not stronger than any other nations.
但是神把律法、把诸约、把应许都赐给他们。
But God has entrusted and given to them the laws, the promises, and the many orders of the Lord.
而且呢，把很多养分堆在它上面，恩典、怜悯、慈爱、能力。
And God also piled much nutrition to the grape, and these are His grace, mercy, and His power.
因为这是他所栽种的。
Because the Lord God has planted this.
他要在这个葡萄树里面要得满足。
The Lord God is seeking satisfaction from this vine.
所以在当时，以色列人就代表神所栽种的。
So the Israelites indeed they represent what the Lord has planted.
我们看这个记载再往下看的话，哇，这个枝子越长越荣美。
So if we continue to look at Psalm 80, then indeed this grapevine will prosper.
好像香柏树一样。
And it's even mighty like the cedars.
枝叶也茂盛。
Its branches are covering all the land.
从海到河。
From sea to river, it covers all the territories.
那很有意思的就是，它没有果子。
But very interestingly, it did not mention about its fruit.
神也在圣经里面说，他期望在他们中间收公义的果子。
And indeed, God is expecting to receive the fruit of righteousness.
但是这么多的养分，最后结出来的却是野葡萄。
But yet, with all God's caring, what they are bear forth are worthless grapes.
这个葡萄树里面只有人的好。
And in this grape, it's only the righteousness of man.
只有人的义。
It's only the righteousness or the goodness.
但是却离开了神。
And they have gone away from the Lord.
他们不寻求神的义。
And they did not seek the righteousness of God.
那既然这个葡萄树没有果子，我们也看到它的结局。
So since we didn't see the fruit from the grapevine, then we also saw its result.
就是焚烧。
And that is to be burned up.
那这个葡萄树它不是真葡萄树。
And this grapevine is not the true vine.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
有真葡萄树。
There is a true vine.
直到耶稣来到这个地上。
When Jesus came into this world.
所以主耶稣在十五章的第一节，他是重复讲在第五节里面所讲的。
So our Lord Jesus, he repeated in John 15, verse 1 and 5.
但他加了一个词，一个字。
But he added one additional word.
他说我是真葡萄树。
In verse 1 says, I am the true vine.
他就像这个根呢，出于干地。
And our Lord, he is like the tender shoot.
没有加行美容。
He came out of the dry and parched land. There in him,
却有丰富的生命。
There's no beauty, but in him, there's abundance of life.
在哥罗西书第二章里面讲到啊，神本性一切的丰富，都有形有体的住在基督的里面。
And in Colossians 2, it tells us the fullness of the deity, the divine nature of God, they dwell bodily in the form of Jesus.
这是葡萄树。
And that's the true vine.
之后在十字架上
And this vine went up to the cross.
神定义把它压伤
It is to God's pleasure and His will to crush.
以赛亚书五十三章里面所讲到的。
And this is in Isaiah 53.
他的生命被倾倒出来。
That his life was poured out.
以至于死。
Until death.
就像这个葡萄被压榨一样。
Just like the grape has to gone through the wine press.
当这个葡萄破碎之后流出汁来是不是？
When the wine was broken, then the juice flows out.
对，我们中文也讲是葡萄汁。
So, just like the table that we partake the grape juice.
Juice. 但大家知道原文里面讲的是血。
But do you know that in the original text, this juice referred to blood?
在很多英文版本里面，葡萄汁它说是 blood of grape.
And in many English translation, this fruit of the vine is referred to the blood of the grape.
所以刚才我们在饼杯的时候，
So when we were at the table meeting,
我们纪念他。
We remember him.
我们纪念是葡萄树的一生。
We remember the life.Of the grapevine.
所以我们里面得激励。
So our hearts are encouraged.
因为他的生命不光结出这个果子被压碎，而且被酿成酒。
Because not only his life was pressed out, but it was fermented and it became wine.
大家要记得，酒是带着生命的。
Everyone need to remember that in wine, there's life.
葡萄树的生命在里面。
The life of the grapevine is in the wine.
所以主耶稣他在地上所行的第一个神迹，按照约翰福音的记载，是从水没有生命的变成酒有生命的。
So therefore, the very first miracle performed by our Lord is recorded in John. It's about how he turned the lifeless water into wine.
所以不光他被杀流血，让我们的罪得赦。
Not only he was killed, and the blood was shed, but and our sins were forgiven.
而且从他里面流出来的是生命。
But outflow from him is life.
在擘饼的时候，我们也纪念这件事。
And this is what we remember at the table meeting.
在一个新的生命里面，我们来纪念他。
In this newness of life, we remember him.
因为他是赐生命的主。
Because he is a life-giving Lord.
在这个生命里面，我们可以把赞美归给他。
And only in this life, then we can give praises unto Him.
我觉得在擘饼最美的就是大家彼此在抢着祷告。
And I found it very beautiful at the table time when people are fighting over one another to pray.
好像我这儿有果子要献上去，我要抢着把它献上去。大家都有果子献上去。
It's as if everyone has a fruit to offer to the Lord, and we fighting each other to give it to the Lord.
当然大家也要学习怎么样彼此谦让啊。
But of course, we also needed to learn to submit and yield.
但不管怎么说，是因为葡萄它的被压榨，让我们今天有一个机会来享受与神的和好。
But regardless, it's because the grape it was pressed and it's broken. Therefore, today we are reconciled and we are able to come near to the Lord.
我们享受平安喜乐。
And we may enjoy of peace and joy.
我们的良心得洁净。
And our conscience, they were cleansed.
而且到至圣所与神来见面。
And we may come into the holy of holies.
但这个酒满足我们是一方面，还有一方面。
But this wine not only satisfies us, but there's another point.
这个酒是让神得满足。
And that is the wine is also satisfying to the Lord.
所以大家记得，葡萄树其实最终要让得满足的那个人是栽种的人。
And we need to remember the ultimate purpose for the grapevine is for the planter.
所以主耶稣他生命的倾倒，在圣经上记载，神喜悦。
So therefore,
看到他死，神喜悦。
The outpouring for the life of our Lord Jesus, God was pleased in it.
神喜悦的事也要在他的手上亨通，他要再祝福这个葡萄树。
And because it's the Lord's will, and it's pleasing will, so therefore the Lord will also prolong and make this prosperous.
所以让我们记得，葡萄树的生命就是主自己的生命。
So let us remember the life of the vine is the life of our Lord Jesus, He Himself.
那现在 讲到我们是枝子。
And now talk about we are the branches.
神不只让我们的罪可以得赦免。
God not only let our sins be forgiven.
还做了一件更大的事。
We have done even something greater.
让我们凭着一个信就可以跟这个葡萄树连在一起。
That simply by faith, we are connected to the vine.
就像一个野的葡萄现在被接到这个真葡萄树的上面。
Just like the wild grape, now we are connected to the true vine.
所以我们得在基督里是本乎神。
So we are in Christ because of him.
神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
And the wisdom of God caused him to become our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
何等的美好。
And this is wonderful.
而且呢，以前有一个弟兄用一个例子来讲我们的生命。
And I was inspired by a brother, from his example.
我就忘不了。
And this is an example that, that I can never forget.
他说我们的生命啊，或者说我们团体教会的生命啊，就像是一棵树，但这个树是从天上往下长。
And he says our lives, our corporate life in the church is like a tree, but the roots is upside down. Our root is in the heavenly.
因为这棵葡萄树它的根是什么呢？就是主自己。
Because where is the root for this tree? It's the Lord he himself.
主今天在哪里？
Where is the Lord?
主今天在宝座上，在天上。
The Lord is sitting in the heaven. He's on the throne.
我们是他的枝子。
And we are his branch.
所以这棵树长得蛮长的哈。
So this is indeed a great vine.
是倒过来长的。
And it's upside down.
从一颗一粒麦子结出许多麦子
，and from one grain of kernel it bear much fruit.
所以今天我们在这个地上有了一个同样的生命。
So today on this earth we actually have the same life.
讲到这个属天的生命的话
，and talking about this heavenly life.
我想再多提一下，就是主耶稣在第一个神迹里面他讲的一些话。
I want to mention of the few words.The Lord mentioned in the in the wedding of Cana. Yeah.
大家如果记得的话，主耶稣当时就讲了一句话，说：“我的时候还没到。”
We remember the Lord says, "My time is not yet here."
好，这样吧，我们再来复习一下这个故事。
Okay, we might need to review this story.
当时在迦南有一个很美好的婚宴。
In Cana, there was a wonderful wedding.
但这个婚宴呢，那个酒呢，喝着喝着就用完了，
but
用尽了。
In the midst of the wedding, the wine ran out.
然后这个时候呢，耶稣跟他的母亲还有门徒都在这个婚宴的里面。
And Jesus and his disciple and his mother, they were attending the wedding.
这个时候众人都不认识主耶稣。
During this time, no one really knows.Jesus.
但是他的母亲认识。
But his mother knew him.
所以他的母亲说，他们没酒了。
So Mary said to him, they ran out of wine.
那意思就是说，主耶稣，你做些事情吧。
In other words, he is asking Jesus to do something.
然后我们甚至到今天呢，甚至我在预备这信息之前，我就觉得主啊，他奇迹般的就让这个水呢就变成好酒，而且比原来的酒都好。
And just like how even when I was preparing for this message, I sensed and felt the Lord can turn this water into wine and it's the best wine.
但是他就说了一句话，他说跟你有什么，那意思就是说还不到时候你就让我做这件事吗？
But yet the Lord's answer to the mother was, Woman, what have I to do with you?
今天我大概了解一点点，我跟大家分享。
And today I have a little understanding of this sentence.
为什么葡萄树它能够出于干地却能够酿出酒来它的果子？
How can a grapevine come out of the parched land and yet bear fruits?
不是一个魔术。
This is not a magic.
因为主耶稣它里面就是从天上来的一个生命在它里面。
Because in our Lord Jesus, He has the life that came from above.
当水变成酒的时候，他能够做这件事，因为他是真葡萄树。
When the water are turned into wine. He is capable of doing this because he is that true vine.
这是一个很自然的事情。
And it's natural for that vine to bear fruit.
但是大家现在也应该了解到，他真正这个身体被破碎，生命倾倒，流出血来，是在十字架上面。
And now we all know that his body was broken, the blood was poured out. It happened on the cross.
让人得满足，尤其是让父神得满足，那个时候还没到。
But yet, the moment, you know, that satisfaction pleasing to the Father, that redemption of sin, the time is not yet come.
所以水变酒这件事情，我们经常这样来传福音，是不是？说人在地上的享受就是酒，酒用尽了，然后主耶稣他用他的酒来代替我们地上这个不满足。
So often our interpretation is that the wine is for the satisfaction for man, and the wine ran out. So therefore we come to the end for our means, and then Jesus he became the wine and he came to satisfy us.
那今天我们如果从天上的眼光来看
，But if we look from the heavenly angle.
水变成酒是因为有一棵葡萄树从天到地上来长到这个地上。
Water came into wine is because there's a grape that came from heaven onto this earth.
在时间满足的时候它结果子。
And in the fullness of time, it bear fruit.
这个果子要拿来放入酒榨。
And this fruit was put into the wine press.
酿成酒。
And it was fermented into wine.
是为了天上的喜乐。
And this is for the satisfaction in the heaven.
是为了天父的满足。
It is for the heavenly Father to be pleased.
不光只是为了我们人的需要。
It's not really just for the needs of men.
好，那弟兄姐妹们，我们现在成为了枝子。
So brother, sister, today we are the branches.
我们要结果子。
So we have to bear fruits.
我们要让天上的父亲得满足。
We have to give the satisfaction to our heavenly Father.
不然我们活在这个地上到底在干什么呢
？Otherwise, what are we doing in this world?
我们到底今天每天忙忙碌碌在干什么呢
？We're so busy. What's our purpose?
有没有人能够提出一件事比结果子让神得满足更加有价值的呢
？Can you come up with one thing that's more important than bearing fruit to the satisfaction of the Father?
我们既然成了葡萄树的枝子。
If we have become the branches for the vine,
就应该有葡萄树的生命。
Therefore, we should have the life of the vine.
我们的生命里面应该结出葡萄来。
Then therefore, there ought to be grapes, fruits in our lives.
但为什么大多数的基督徒还没有结果子的经历呢
？But how come majority of the Christians that we don't have the experience of bearing fruits?
在今天我的负担是从 Katy 的晨更来的。
So today the burden for my message really came from the morning devotion in the Katy.
在 Katy 晨更，我们人数不多，我们一起现在在读雅歌。
And we have very few member who attends, and then we are reading the Song of Songs.
一方面我们读到主要来的那个应许，那个被提的景象就在我们眼前了。
And we read and the comingOf the Lord is right in front of our eyes.
但一方面，起码我感觉自己怎么离这个光景那么远。
But on the other hand, I felt deeply that I'm so far away from this reality.
因为人离了神就不能做什么。
Because when men are apart from Him, we can do nothing.
所以这是一个成长的过程。
So this is really a progress of growth.
枝子刚接在葡萄树上，马上结果子，可能有，但是我是没见过。
I think if a branch was just grafted to the vine, it possibly can bear fruit, but that's not the case for me.
这是一个生命必须要经过的过程。
But this is truly a progress of life.
就是这个枝子要在树上有一段的时候吸取这个养分，自己借着这个养分长成这个根供应它的那个样子。
And that is the branch need to be connected to the vine.Draw the nutrient from the vine and therefore begin to have the life from the vine.
当我们在我在这个负担里面寻求的时候，神就非常有恩典的跟我指出来这一件事，就是你需要常在我里面。
And as I was seeking in the Lord regarding to this burden, I felt the Lord graciously point me to, you need to abide in me.
弟兄姐妹们，我们已经神把我们放在基督里，我们已经在主里面了，为什么我还要常在主里面？
Brother, sister, we are already placed in the Lord. We are the branches. So why do we need to remain in him?
或者换一个字叫做住在主里面。
Or another word is abide in him.
大家注意，这个字非常关键，在主里面跟住在主里面，在主里面跟常在主里面不一样。
We need to pay attention to the difference. Abide in him is not the same as in him. And to remain in him is not the same as in him.
我有美国的居住权是一件事。
Today, most of us have the permanent residence in this country.
这是一个地位。
And this is a by position.
很难拿到的哈。
For some of us, very difficult to get this.
很可能越来越难。
And it may become more difficult.
起码在下面几年。
In the following few years.
但不代表我们一定住在美国。
But it doesn't represent that we actually live in this country.
住在美国是我实际的经历。
But to dwell in this country is my experience.
是让这个地位成为一个实际。
Is to change this from position to become a reality.
所以我们成了葡萄树的枝子，第一件事学习的就是要信。
So when we are the branches and become connected to the vine, the first lesson that we needed to learn is belief.
或者说我们遇到的最大的挑战，第一个挑战就是我们经常会离开。
And the first challenge, the greatest challenge that we will encounter is that often we depart.
那为什么会离开呢？
Why will we depart from the Lord?
因为我们不信。
Because there's unbelief.
因为我们觉得凭自己能做什么。
Because we thought we could do something.
这是一个最大的阻碍。
And that's the greatest hindrance.
以色列人就是以为自己有能力。
The Israelites thought they can do something.
他们开始自夸。
So they began to boast.
他们就像这个哥林多前书里面讲到那个聪明的，他们觉得自己是聪明的。
So they are like the Corinthians. They thought they are wise.
他们觉得是有智慧的。
And they thought they know something.
他们觉得是有能力的。
They felt that they have strength.
当真葡萄树来到地上的时候，他们把它杀死在十字架上。
And when the true vine came, they killed him.
他们得救觉得是靠自己的行为。
And to be saved, they felt it's by their own action.
好像做枝子也是我自己努力要做枝子。
And to be the branch, it feels like it's by my own strength I become the branch.
在另外一方面，原则是一样，但是表现不一样。
Through the principle, it's the same, but this has a different manifestation.
也是不信，原则也是不信，但是它的表现呢，就是说想努力，他带着一个美好的心意，但是想努力成为枝子，住在主里面。
Even though they have the good intention, but it's by their own effort they try to become the branch.
想努力来结果子。
And by their own effort, they try to bear fruits.
这里面有太多失败的经历。
And there are many failure.
我们每个人都可以讲很多我们的故事，是吧？
And I think all of us, we have the same experience.
越是这样，越不能在主的里面，结不出葡萄树，真葡萄树的果子。
The more we try, it's impossible for us to bear fruits.
所以我们成为枝子只有一件事，就是信。
So therefore, when we become the branch, there's only one thing that we need to do, and that is believe.
相信我们已经是葡萄树的枝子。
Believe that we are already connected to the vine.
我曾经参加过一个特会。
Once I attended a conference.
神真的很怜悯。
And God was gracious to me.
当时我在主里面也很火热。
And during that time, I was very zealous for the Lord.
我就非常想啊，来有这个经历在主里面。
So I wanted to experience this abiding in him.
然后呢，就在擘饼的时候，我听到一个弟兄用约翰福音十五章祷告。
And I heard a prayer from brother from this is the same scripture, John 15.
是一位英文的弟兄。
And it's a brother who speaks English.
他说你是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
And he said, "You are the vine, and we are the branches."
突然间，我里面就明白了。
And all of a sudden, there's an enlightenment in my heart.
属灵的事情经常是这样。
And the same thing applies to all spiritual things.
有的时候传讲的努力传讲。
Many times the preacher will try their hardest.
有的时候听了也努力在听。
And the hearer also try to understand.
每一次我自己也经常会在一篇信息里面，我要找到一些具体的我能够去做的事情。
And many times I try to find practical things that I can do from the message.
因为我对做事情有点把握。
Because I'm confident in doing something.
我对我的学习能力有点把握。
I'm confident in my learning.
我对我属灵的这个体会理解，可能我还有一定的能力。
And I put some confidence in my spiritual understanding.
所以就想借这些来接近主。
So therefore, by these, I try to draw near to the Lord.
但是不结果子。
But I did not bear fruit.
所以今天如果有弟兄姐妹，你觉得还想听一些，听完之后就是好像变魔术一样，生命就改变了。
So brothers and sisters, if you just wanted to hear a message and be changed, and as if it's a magic,
告诉我该怎么做。
Then you can tell me what to do.
很可能你要失望。
But you might be disappointed.
已经四十分钟了，还没讲怎么要住在主里面。
Because the 40 minutes has passed, and we haven't talked about how to abide in the Lord.
但是我的期望是刚才讲的，就可能有其中的一点，有弟兄姐妹你听了之后，你说哦是这样。
But I hope even just one point that you heard, it might be enlightened to you.
哦，原来主耶稣他是真葡萄树，他有那天上的生命，他能把水变成酒。
You might heard that Jesus, he is the true vine, and he is the grape from the heaven, and he can turn water into wine.
或者你听到原来我们就是枝子。
Or you heard for the first time that you are the branch.
不用努力就是枝子。
Doesn't rely on our efforts that we are the branch.
我们需要学的是住在主里面。
And what we need to learn and practice is to remain in Him.
这是一个结果子的开始。
And that's indeed the beginning.
不然很多基督徒生活了一生，很可能他还是没有跟这个树连在一起。
For many Christians, unfortunately, that they are never united to the vine.
所以愿意我们蒙光照。
So may we be enlightened by the light of the Lord.
那我们知道这个天上的生命是赐予的生命。
Now we know that this is a heavenly given to us.
是赐予的生命。
It was given.
所以我们不需要去努力，不需要去追求。
So it's not by our own efforts and pursuing after.
就在听到那个祷告之后不久，我又听到一个信息，这也是神的怜悯。
And、
很快就听到一个弟兄他的分享。
And after the brother's prayer, I also heard a message that was also helpful to me.
然后这个弟兄他就说，他信主之后跟他的当时还没有结婚他的妻子坐在车里一同去聚会。
And this brother shared that before his marriage he was sitting in the car with his fiance and they are on the way to a fellowship.
然后他们就谈论主的事。
And they are talking about the Lord.
然后他的妻子突然间跟他未来的妻子突然就跟他说基督在你里面。
And his future wife told himChrist is in you.
所以这个弟兄说，当时他整个人震惊了。
And our brother, at that time, he said he was shocked.
他在那里谈论主。
He was talking about the Lord.
追求主。
Pursuing the Lord.
但是他从来没意识到主就在他里面。
But he didn't realize the Lord is already in him.
就这么简单的一通的谈话，这个弟兄的生命也改变了。
And just through this simple conversation, his life was changed.
所以感谢主，希望今天有弟兄姐妹们能够瞬间就蒙光照。
And we pray that there are many of you who are, to be changed right away just through one simple phrase.
在主里面这件事已经做成了。
In the Lord, it's already accomplished.
好，那下面我们看看如何结果子。
And next, we'll consider how to bear fruits.
其实大家都知道。
And I think everyone knows.
就是要住在主里面。
That we have to remain in Him.
啊，刚才我们读到约翰一书里面提到圣灵会指引。
And earlier we read 1 John that the Holy Spirit will anoint us.
教导我们怎么样住在主里面。
And it will teach us how to remain in the Lord.
昨天跟翻译的弟兄在分享的时候。
And yesterday, as I was fellowship with the translator.
那我借那个 Jonathan 弟兄的一句话，他说。关键呢，在于顺服。
And the brother said the key is obedience.
关键在于顺服。
The key is obedience.
接受父亲的修理。
We need to accept father's pruning.
如果大家看这个我来读一读吧，在约翰福音十五章的前面这几节。
And we will actually read John 15, the first few verses.
从第一节我们如果你有圣经也翻得到，我们一起读，不然的话就听我们来读。
You have the Bible, you can turn to John 15.
我是真葡萄树，我父是，我们中文先中文吧，然后我们还是请弟兄用英文再来翻译一次。我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去，凡结果子的他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
Verse 1 to 4. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruitHe takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
Amen. 我们没有一个枝子是完美的。
There is no perfect branch.
在神的眼光来看，都不像那个真葡萄树。
In God's eye, no branch is like the true vine.
没有一个是不需要修理的。
Every single one needs pruning.
我经常用这个讲法哈，有很多事情我不知道。
And I often say this, I don't know everything.
但有件事我非常有把握。
But one thing I knew for sure.
今天我再用这个讲法用到这件事上。
And I'll apply it to this matter.
很多事情我没有把握。
Many things I don't know for sure.
但有一件事情我很有把握。
But one thing I know for certain.
就是我们中间没有一个人是完美的。
And that is no one is perfect here.
有不结果子的也是枝子，那是要被剪掉的。
And the branch that does not bear fruit is meant to be cut off.
必须要被火烧。
And it's to be burned away.
但也希望像以色列人一样，虽然神烧他们，但是最后还要让他们全家得救。
But may we also be like the Israelites. At the end, we are burned, but we will be saved.
所以有的时候我们的某些事，某些人可能要被剪掉的。
So there may be things or people in our lives that has to be pruned away.
或者某些物品。
Or some material things.
那如果结果子的呢？那你可能就是被对付的更多，因为你要被修理。
And to the people that are bearing fruit, maybe you have already been dealt with, so therefore you are bearing much fruit.
对，目的是为了多结果子。
But all the purpose is for bear more fruit.
所以今天这是我们要在我们身上要成就的一件事情。
So this is something to be accomplished, and it's Father's desire.
我们的生命都要改变。
That our lives has to be changed.
是借着常在主里面。
And that is through abiding in Him.
是借着父的修剪。
It's through the pruning of the Father.
那我们要说怎么样，还是要问这件事，具体怎么样住在主里面。
So we need to ask, so how do we abide in Him?
我觉得很明显的一件事情，主在哪里，我们就要在哪里，是不是？
It's very simple. Where the Lord is, we shall be there.
因为我们要常住在主里面，主在哪里，我们就应该在哪里。
If we are talking about abiding in Him, then that means where He is, then there we shall also be.
而且我们大家可能需要了解这件事，主是一直在行动的。
And we need to understand this. The Lord, He is active and working all the time.
今年主是这么做工，他在这里。
The Lord is working here in this way.
但明年可能有另外一个地方，另外一个方式。
But next year, the Lord may be working somewhere else.
你在这件事上得胜了。
And with a different way.
但是在下面，你在那件事上可能又要跌倒。
You may be victory in this matter, but in another matter, you may stumble.
所以主是圣灵会指教我们到哪里与主连接呢？
So the Holy Spirit will teach us how to be in union with the vine.
这个是很具体了。
And this is something very concrete.
主在他自己的话里。
The Lord is in His word.
整本圣经都是为主来做见证。
The whole Bible is testified for our Lord.
所以我们要与主连接，常在主里，到哪里去找他？
So to be united, to be in Him, where do we find Him?
圣灵会指教我们。
The Holy Spirit will teach us.
来读主的话。
To come and read the Word of God.
以前我碰到一个弟兄，我很年，我今天可能真的是要讲一些我的某些经历。
And I'd like to share some my life experience with you.
在我年轻的时候，刚信主。
When I was young, just believed.
我就遇见一些在主里的。这个已经结果子的葡萄树生命的人。
And I met some of the branches in the Lord that has bear much fruit.
其中一位弟兄他现在已经被主接走。他曾经是我们夏令会的讲员。
And one of the brother, he is already with the Lord. And once he was the speaker for the conference.
而那一年呢，我是争取让他住在我们家。
And that year I wanted him to live with us.
好多年前了。
And many years ago.
而且教会奇迹般的同意了。
And the church graciously agreed.
所以这个信主没多久的一个小弟兄就来招待这位年长弟兄了。
And this young little believer now can accept or host the older brother.
我到今天我对他有很多亏欠。
Today I felt I have many shortcomings.
他去世，我也没有去专门去纪念他。
During his memorial service, I wasn't able to attend.
但我很释然，因为他把他的已经教导给我，只要我在他的教导里面做到了，那他也会很欢喜。
But I'm thankful because I know that through what he has taught me, as long as I continue to dwell in that teaching,
他教我什么呢？哎呀。
He will be satisfied.
因为他写过很多书，所以我就买了他很多书。
The brother has wrote many books, so I bought his books.
然后他住在我们家，我就把这一沓书拿到他面前，我说签个字吧。
And I brought the dozen of his books, saying, "Can you sign these?"
结果这个弟兄就啪一下拍我的后背，很大的力气哦。
So the brother slapped me on the back.
他说：“年轻人，读主的话就好了。”
Young man, just read the word of God.
他没有送我一个签名。
So he didn't give me one signature.
但是他拿出他一本书，他说：“这个是我还没出版的，我先送给你。”
But he gave me one of his unpublished work and give me as a gift.
所以从那个时候开始，我就记得读主的话就好了嘛。
So from that moment on, I remembered.Just read the word of God.
我们要结果子，怎么结果子？
We want to bear fruit. How do we bear fruit?
读主的话就好了嘛。
Read the word of God.
我回到中国，回到广州，我去当地的那个家庭教会，很多大学的年轻人。
When I went back to Guangzhou, China, in the house church, there are many colleges, college students.
然后我就问那个一个年长的一个弟兄，我说你怎么带这些年轻人？
So I asked the elderly, how do you lead?These young people.
然后这个年长弟兄就说：“哦，一年之内读两遍圣经。”
And he said, "Ask them to read the Bible twice a year."
也不解释，也不干什么，就让他们读圣经啊。
No explanation. You don't need to teach them. Just let them read. Wow.
那今天我们还要多费劲才让一个人去把圣经打开读一读吧。
But how much effort do we need to put in today to have that person read just a single chapter?
不外乎我们不结果子。
No wonder we don't bear fruits.
那保罗更有这个还有好多例子， 今天就不讲了。
And there are many other examples.
主在与我们的交通的里面。
The Lord is also in the fellowship.
在每一个祷告、祈求、感谢里面，主会与我们同在，也垂听。
In every thanksgiving and praises and prayer, the Lord listens.
我们可以在生命里面这样来结果子。
And we can bear fruits in such a matter.
在早期教会的弟兄雅各。
In the early church, our brother James.
他就是一个这样生命一直连接在主里的人。
He is a brother whose life is connected to the vine.
他是用膝盖来服侍的。
And he served the saints with his knees.
也难怪他在雅各书第五章里面讲到说，义人的祷告是大有功效的。
And therefore, in James 5, he has said that the prayer of the righteous is all powerful.
这是我们的榜样。
And that's our example.
而且主在教会里。
And our Lord, He is also found in His church.
我们不能单独。
We cannot be a lone Christian.
主用他的血买赎的教会是他所爱的，他就在教会里。
The Lord purchased the church with His blood, whom He loved.
我们弟兄姐妹要在这个彼此相爱的实际里面来学习，来建造。
Therefore, we ought to love one another in this reality, so we may build up.One another.
在使徒行传，保罗那一次他是要去耶路撒冷，而且他自己知道，旁边的人也知道，他去耶路撒冷就要被抓。
In the book of Acts, we know that Paul in his last journey, he is to be delivered in Jerusalem, and not only he knew, but the brother sister they also knew.
所以去送别他的是以弗所的一些长老。
So the elders from the church of Ephesus sent him off.
读这一段，我总是很被激励。
Whenever I read this, I'm greatly moved.
因为保罗说，你们要记得一件事情。
Because Paul entrusts them to remember just one thing.
施比受更为有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
这些长老就抱着他哭。
And then the elders held him and they cried.
因为他们不舍得保罗这个弟兄。
Because they don't want Paul to go.
他们知道这是最后一次见到保罗。
They knew that this is the last time that they will see him.
所以保罗给他们的托付就是要照顾群羊。
So Paul's entrustment to them is to take care of the sheep.
愿意我们在这上面也结果子。
When we also bear the fruit on this matter.
而且主说，我父做工到如今，我也做工。
And our Lord Jesus says, My Father worked until now, and so am I.
主在每一件的服事的里面。
God, the Lord is in every service.
所以我们也应该在圣灵的指引下面，献身在每一个服事的里面。
Therefore, under the guiding from the Holy Spirit, we also put ourselves into the service.
这样葡萄树会结果子。
Then the vine will bear fruit.
是借着我们来结果子。
We are the one that shall bear fruit.
所以主说啊，我分派你们去结果子。
So therefore the Lord says, I send you to bear fruit.
所以我们这里面还有刚受浸的弟兄姐妹，你们每一个人都是某一个弟兄或者姐妹，某一些弟兄姐妹，他们福音里面所结的果子。
And to the newly baptized, you are the fruit for those brothers and sisters who have shared the good news with you.
包括你的丈夫、妻子，也包括教会的弟兄姐妹。
Whether it be your husband or wife or the brother sister from church.
这是神的大使命里面所包含的。
And this is included in the great commission from the Lord.
而且，也包括在各样的事上，比如，神所吩咐我们的，都教训他们遵守，让他们做门徒。
And also, including what the Lord has instructed to make them to be disciples.
这样会结果子。
When we follow such, we shall bear fruit.
最后我要提的就是主他一直在十字架的道路里面。
And lastly, I want to encourage all of us that the Lord is on the way of the cross.
所以他说跟从我的怎么样？我们听了太熟了。
So the Lord reminds us, whoever wants to follow me, and what comes next?
就当我们一起来背好不好？
Can we all
若有人要跟从我
me,
就当舍己天天背起自己的十字架来跟从我 Amen. 所以我们可以与他同死、同埋葬、同复活，这是一个葡萄一生的故事。
So to be in union with him in his death, burial, and resurrection, this is the story for the grape.
如果圣灵指引我们到这里，父要做极大的工作。
If the Holy Spirit has caused us to realize this, then God has done a great thing in us.
在这里面是我们罪得供应的地方。
And this is the place where we are supplied.
必有真实的生命改变。
And there's truly a change, in our living.
生命里面必结果子。
And our living shall bear fruit.
所以住在主里面，生命长大成熟，这是我们的故事。
So to abide in the Lord, to bear fruit, to mature, that's our story.
现在我在总结，果子就是葡萄树的生命。
And let me come to this conclusion. The fruit is the life of the vine.
就是主自己的生命。
And it is the life for Lord Jesus.
所以他说我是真葡萄树的时候跟我是道路真理生命没有两样。
So when the Lord declared that he is a true vine, it's no different than the way, the truth, and the life.
而且只有主自己能让父亲满足。
And only the Lord, he himself can bring satisfaction to the Father.
我们不能轻忽这件事情。
And let us not take lightly for this matter.
在约翰福音是讲到主耶稣上十字架前逾越节的那个晚上跟门徒所讲的这个我是真葡萄树这一段教导。
John 15 actually happened on the Passover night.
在同一天晚上马太福音我们也读到了那里记载啊说主期待在父的国里面跟我们喝新的那日子。
At the same moment in Matthew 26, he actually records our Lord, he's looking forward to drinking this new drink with us.
他一直到今天还在等待我们这些属他的枝子也能够结果子。
But today the Lord is awaiting for us. He's awaiting us to bear fruit.
水可以变成酒。
So that our water may turn into wine.
虽然生活在这个地上但我们却结果子有新酒来归给父。
So even though we are still living in this world, we can bear new wine and new fruits and given to the Father.
并不是我们能。
And it is not that we are able.
那因为他是真葡萄树。
But because the Lord is a true vine.
父是栽培的人。
And the Father is a vine dresser.
当时他们唱了诗。
And at the end, when they sing the hymn,
就出来一同往橄榄山去。
Then they went together to the Mount Olives.
所以主耶稣是带着他们一同往橄榄山去的。
So Lord Jesus led them onto the Mount.
本来我准备了一个诗歌。
So today I also have one.Additional hymn.
我想大家一起唱了这个诗，我们一同跟他往橄榄山去。
So when we sing this hymn, we will go with the Lord to the Mount Olives.
但今天弟兄一再的提醒我说，你时间只能到11:50.
But the brother remind me, I can only speak to 11:50.
我想请问一下，我们愿不愿意唱一首诗歌，然后作为祷告，跟主到橄榄山去
？Can we sing this hymn as our
prayer? 弟兄，我们可以吗？好，我们来唱这首诗歌。
Sing this as our prayer.
这也是我时间的结束。